Night activities in the San Francisco Bay Area that don't include alcohol. For people looking to go out at night and have a good time without alcohol, here are some places to go and activities happening in and around the San Francisco Bay Area. Ocean Beach Cafe. Ocean Beach Cafe is a non-alcoholic bar located a short walk from San Francisco's Ocean Beach in the Outer Richmond District. In addition to its adult non-alcoholic beverages such as cocktails, wine, and beer, it's also a cafe with food, coffee, and cava beverages. The cafe part was the bait, get people in the door so they could lay eyes on something they never knew existed, Joshua James, owner of Ocean Beach Cafe, told the Epoch Times via email. Something that was becoming the biggest subject in the food and beverage industry. That something is the world of non-alcoholic beverages, where James seeks to do more than just remove alcohol, he aims to reimagine what drinking could be and taste like. His intention is to have Ocean Beach Cafe be a beacon in the modern sobriety movement. From his menu, he recommends trying his Aplos Champagne Sour Cocktail, made with Aplos Adaptogenic Elixir, Sparkling Brut, All the Bitter Orange, and Lime. The alcohol industry has totally been disrupted as the pendulum swings towards wellness, and they are not getting their previously guaranteed new customers because Gen Z is ditching the booze, he said. Not drinking is no longer stigmatized. Now it's cool and trending to hold a non-alcoholic beer or cocktail in hand, and bars and restaurants are putting desirable adult choices on menus. James, a bartender with over 20 years of experience, said he always felt like he had a lot of potential but never really tapped into it. With that, in 2020 he decided to take a year off drinking alcohol to see what would happen. That one change made me wildly productive, for the first time in my life. I realized I loved getting things done, he said. He set a goal to make 50 non-alcoholic beverage review videos on YouTube to see where it would take him. And 30 videos in, he walked into a deli that was permanently closing during COVID. He took the location and turned it into a non-alcoholic bar and retail bottle shop called Ocean Beach Cafe. I'd written 10 business plans before, but this was the one I saw all the way through, he said. He said the cafe does tasting bazaars at least twice a month, always on Saturdays. These are free tastings and usually feature 3 to 5 brands. There are also non-alcoholic mixology classes and temperance tastings via reservation, he said. The cafe also holds a Keep Ocean Beach Clean event every Saturday starting at 10 a.m., with free food and drink given to volunteers starting around 11:30 a.m., made possible by a grant program from Civic Joy Fund, he said. Although it's not at night, he said that is the cafe's most well-attended event. Also, the cafe is on Meetup, where people arrange to get together, James said. Meetup has been successful and indicative of the sheer amount of interest in socializing without alcohol as the default, he said. Night hikes at Mount Diablo State Park. Although the night hikes are infrequent and limited in space, this is one not to miss. Night hikes on Mount Diablo are a rare and special treat, and hikers can only enjoy them by either camping overnight on the mountain or by joining one of our docent-led hikes, since the park closes at dark and it is not permitted to hike in the park without a docent to accompany you, Stephen Smith from the Mount Diablo Interpretive Association told the Epoch Times via email. Currently, the website mdia.org lists the summer solstice saunter on Saturday, June 21, from 7 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. and the Common Poor Will hike on Friday, July 25, from 7 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Both meet at the Mitchell Canyon Visitor Center, 96 Mitchell Canyon Road, Clayton, California, 94517. Smith said, during the summer months we have many wonderful sights that can only be seen at night. A special plant whose blooms only open at dusk is the soap root plant. This plant can be seen on the summer solstice saunter. He said the most coveted sighting is the nocturnal bird known as the common poorwill, which they look out for on the common poorwill hike. These birds are often heard before they are seen, with their distinctive poorwill calls echoing through the night air. Smith said another special sight is the scorpions, which have an undeserved reputation. He said most visitors never see scorpions and are surprised to find out there are at least three species living on Mount Diablo, with the most common being the California forest scorpion, the largest in the area at up to 2 inches long. Once again, its ability to inflict a deadly sting is a complete fabrication. None of the three local species can inflict a sting of any consequence to a human being, he said. The forest scorpion sting feels like a mild burning sensation and lasts for no more than 15 minutes, usually less. The only way to get stung is to grab or step on a scorpion barefoot. He said the scorpions only come out at night to hunt for other scorpions, insects, and small arthropods. And if you wish to see these fascinating creatures, join one of the summer night hikes and watch as an ultraviolet flashlight is used to locate them and cause them to glow in the dark. On the night hikes, he said, bats like the little brown bat come out at dusk to hunt insects and can be seen flitting about. Owls can often be heard hooting, especially the familiar hoot-hoo-hoot of the great horned owl or the soft repeating trill of screech owl families. Smith assured that the night hikes are safe and the terrain is a wide fire road, which is fairly smooth. He said to bring a flashlight, and he added that guides often provide several black lights to view scorpions along the way. He said none of the night animals are dangerous and all of them are trying to avoid people. The hikes are led as a group with safety in numbers, and several docents are on hand to guide. Food truck markets. Off the Grid holds weekly events around the Bay Area in which food trucks provide pop-up markets, usually with live music, where neighbors, friends, and families can enjoy a night out. Tuesday night events are from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. at San Bruno's Tanfren Shopping Plaza, 1150 El Camino Real, San Bruno, 94066. Wednesday night events are from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Leo J. Ryan Park at 650 Shell Boulevard, Foster City, 94404. These take place on the lagoon with live entertainment, are family and pet friendly, and are safe for children to ride bikes around. Thursday night events are from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Downtown Pleasant Hill, 138 Trelaney Road, Pleasant Hill, 94523. They take place on the lawn behind the downtown shopping strip. They're family-friendly and have live entertainment. Friday night events are from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Oakland Museum of California, 1000 Oak Street, Oakland, 94607. There's free live music, dancing, hands-on activities, and late-night gallery access with a museum ticket. Pickleball. For people looking to play pickleball, there are many locations around the Bay Area. Here are some locations with night hours. At Paul Moore Park in San Jose, there are 6 courts. It's open play 7 days a week with a beginner's night on Thursdays from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. The location is 1426 Hillsdale Avenue, San Jose, 95118. The 6 courts have lights, restrooms, and street parking. At Memorial Park in Milpitas, there are 6 courts. Play hours are Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday 4 p.m. to 10 p.m., among other times. The park is located at 304 La Honda Drive, Milpitas, 95035. The courts have lights, street parking, and restrooms. At West Valley College in Saratoga, there are 6 dedicated courts. Play hours open to the public are Monday through Thursday 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. and Friday through Sunday all day, though the times are subject to change. The college is located at 14000 Fruitvale Avenue, Saratoga, 95070. The courts have lights, restrooms, and a $3 parking fee. At Mitchell Park in Palo Alto, there are 15 public courts with drop-in play 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. The park is located at 600 East Meadow Drive, Palo Alto, 94303. This location has a beginner-friendly court and 2 courts for people who don't have a partner to play with. The courts have lights. Red Door Escape Room. This is where friends or family members work as a team to race against the clock, discover clues, solve puzzles, and accomplish tasks with the goal to escape the room they are trapped in. Depending on the location, Red Door has 30-minute and 60-minute games with different themes and challenge levels, which can be played with 2 to 8 players. Their last episodes start a little after 10:30 p.m. The Red Door escape room has 4 locations. In Emeryville at 5695 Bay Street, Emeryville, 94608. In Concord at 2075 Diamond Boulevard, Suite 275, Concord, 94520. In San Mateo at 90 Hillsdale Mall, San Mateo, 94403. In the Sacramento area at 12401 Folsom Boulevard, Suite 115, Rancho Cordova, 95742. Game nights. Black Diamond Games in Concord on Thursday nights hosts a board game night from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. People can bring their own games to play, and the store provides games too. On occasion, some people who have created their own board game will bring it out to play. Your first time is free, and it costs $5 after that. The Game Parlor, a board game cafe in San Francisco, is open Sunday through Thursday 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Friday through Saturday 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. It's $7 per person, and you can play as long as you want. They have hundreds of games to choose from and a cafe menu that also includes gluten-free items. It's Your Move, a game store in Oakland, has game night every Thursday from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m.